All right, Justin Brayton, you were winning.
You were out of control. Yeah.
Why? What's wrong?
No track walk sticker on your credential. And then as I walk in the press conference, I hear Steve Mathis, Main Event Moto. Yeah. You're out of control. Yeah.
All right, listen, you don't take the focus off the fact that you were going to win the overall in the third main.
Yeah.
And then you were second, and then you were third, and then you were fourth. Are you bummed? Are you all right? I mean, it was a real close finish, but you didn't end up on the podium, and it looked like you were a shoo-in.
Yeah, those three were going just straight up faster than me that last one, and I just hit a wall. I just wasn't as good as them. Yeah. Just bottom line. So overall, honestly, happy with the night. A couple of hole shots, led a lot of laps.
Yeah.
Had a big crash on Tuesday that I was kind of questionable if I was even going to race. So
you got footage of this, I heard.
Yeah, I do. You want to see it?
Yeah, after this.
I'll show you. It was a big one. I'm super happy to even be here racing, and my 34-year-old body bounced right back. I actually told my wife before I went to bed that the night after my crash, either I'm going to wake up really sore or I'm going to wake up feeling good, and I woke up feeling good. So
I crashed on a 10-foot double in December. I'm still feeling it.
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, overall happy with the night. Berlut stoked, so we're good.
Triple Crown, you're good for these. It goes back to your arena cross days, go back to your indoor European supercross days. You're just good at these. I mean, look, you won Daytona, so you're good at the regular stuff too. But you got to be stoked on Triple Crown stuff.
Yeah, I like it. It's just different, you know. Yeah. I've been doing it a long time, and it's a different kind of strategy. You got to execute three good starts. You got to execute three good mains to even be in contention. And going into the last main, it's good to give yourself a chance. You know, that's all I want is going into the third main. I want to be able to give myself a chance to win the last one. And I have it all three of them. I went 4-4-4, so I didn't get on the podium at any of them. But, you know, I think four single moto or main event podiums and a win in Atlanta, almost a win tonight, but overall happy with it. Yeah, it was good.
They can't get the split lanes on these tracks right. We talked about it in the press conference a little bit, and the left-hand side on the before the finish was a joke for the last main. It was way slower. Zach talked about the lane before that. It's not working out, these things. It's a single file.
Yeah, it's so tough, and I don't know why they keep trying, honestly. It's just because one's faster, and then they're like, oh, what could we do to make the other one even? And then you make that one, you change it, and then it's way faster than the other one. So
I thought it was weird to change it for the third main event.
What they? Oh, they put the hump, and that was strange, but yeah, it's all good.
We had mud last weekend. It was not good for you. I think I wrote my column. You were probably the most unhappy guy there. I don't want to dwell on it, but that was a tough night.
It was a really tough night. Honestly, I was miserable. That's that.
not your specialty.
No, not at all. And honestly, I'm good when the conditions are where you can still jump stuff.
Yep.
Like when it's sketchy to jump the triple or stuff. Yep. I like that because then it brings out some technical skills. But when it's just that bad, I'm like, get me out of here. I couldn't wait to leave.
You went from 11th to 9th in the heat, like when you were finally realized, like, holy shit, I'm Justin Brayton. I might not qualify.
Yeah, I know. I better get going. So, it was brutal.
All right. Thanks for this. Let's see that video.
I'll show it.